And now I have the pleasure of bringing on Sherry Fitzpatrick of Buried in Chocolate, Chocolate Dip Strawberries. How are you doing, Sherry?
I'm great, Mark.
Thank you.
It's an honor to be here with you today.
Oh, I am the one with the honor. You have this iconic entrepreneurial story, and it started right here in Sacramento, and you are on round two, round three. I mean, how many bouts of in entrepreneurship have you faced in
how
your
many
life?
Lives do cats have, right?
Exactly.
You know, actually, I'm starting my 30th year. I started 30 years ago in a one-bedroom apartment on Fulton Avenue. I just moved to Sacramento following my high school sweetheart. You know, if Clay was here, he'd tell you I was stalking him. So, Sherry, today we call that stalking.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
But I'm an Oregon girl. But, yeah, this is my 30th year pushing chocolate and strawberries.
So it's always been the chocolate and strawberries. You just have this love for making people feel great about eating sweet food.
Well, you know, I was born and raised by a stepdad who worked really hard. But he played really hard. And early in my career as a mortgage broker in LA, I learned that if we could do what we love for our work, then we can have a much more fruitful life.
Yes.
So chocolate dipped strawberries were the way I marketed myself to real estate agents in LA. And I call them suck up gifts, you know. It was my
hobby.
Oh,
you made them at home and then gave them
to...
Yeah,
it was they became my signature gift. So I had this really great system. I bring all the realtors my chocolate chip strawberry gift baskets, and then they give me mortgage loans.
Wow.
And then we both were like really happy. And it was like, it wasn't rocket science. You know, you melt some chocolate, you get a strawberry, put in there, get some cello and ribbon, wrap it up. I mean, I was blown away on how crazy they went. So when I left LA, I became a stockbroker in Reno. I was in LA for 4 years. I'm from Oregon, want to get a little closer to home. Reno, everybody want to come see me. And I got a job as a stockbroker. I got my Series 6 and 7. And at one of my first investment classes that I taught, I continued to bring strawberries, and I had my kind of aha moment. Someone said, you know, you can make this stuff, and you're doing this. Yeah, I thought you had to have this prestigious job title, mortgage broker, stockbroker, to be successful. My idea of successful, I guess, at that time in my early 20s was, you know, making a lot of money.
It's not now?
No. It's all the things you can't see, you know. Yeah, joy and peace and love and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, came to Sacramento. My high school sweetheart, Clay, had moved here and kept tabs on him a little bit. And I got a $1,500 cash advance on a credit card at Safe Credit Union, joined the Chamber of Commerce. I think the first year I gave away more berries than I sold. There was like potato chips. I give you one. Mm-hmm. You want some more? And you got to come see me, you know. So yeah, I'm not afraid of hard work. I'm a workaholic. My husband keeps telling me I need a hobby. But my work is my hobby. I love it. And I think that's such a key to true success.
Yeah. Well, you followed this guy named Clay. Is that now your husband? Or what happened
to
Clay? Oh, Clay did?
Yeah, he's still around. Yeah. We just had our 27-year anniversary. He tells everybody it feels like 37, but whatever. Married the funny guy, you know.
Well, you obviously have built such a name here in the region and nationwide. I mean, everybody's heard of Sherry's Berries.
Yes.
Can you walk us through this entrepreneurial journey when you decided you're going to go after this, what started off as almost like a kind of a sales approach, right? It turned into a real business
know. Nobody had ever given strawberries as a gift before. I mean, they'd been dipping them in fancy restaurants long before I was even born, but it was always just a confection. It wasn't a gift. And so I had my work cut out for me because no one understood what I did. So I thought, well, we're kind of like a florist. So I tell people, you know, we're like a florist. We make something pretty. Give us a call. We put a message. We deliver it for you. So I thought maybe I could make my strawberries look like a bouquet of roses. So then people would mentally catch on better. So I actually got a patent. I designed a bouquet of roses strawberries that look like roses, and I got it patented.
Wow.
And that became our signature gift later with our national rollout. So again, I just, I worked at home for 2 or 3 years. I'm real frugal. I didn't want to pay the bank, never wanted to borrow any money. And I eventually had 2 sons, another one on the way, 3 stores, a little factory. Business was booming, same store sales, 35% a year. And as approached by this, you know, young entrepreneurial, tech-minded entrepreneur with a deal of a lifetime. And that was, the internet was brand new. I'm a berry dipper, man.
Mm-hmm.
It was perfect. I just was so happy. I went all in immediately without doing my due diligence.
Oh, okay. What happened?
Well, it took me about a year to realize I was supposed to have my own lawyer. I didn't know. I thought he was my lawyer. but I was supposed to have my own lawyer, and I agreed to a really, really bad business deal.
Okay.
And that over the next 10 years, if certain things happened, certain dominoes fell, like the early dot-com era in the early 2000s, things like that, I could lose control of the company, and that's exactly what happened.
Okay, so as Sherry's Berries grew, or at one point, that growth, during that growth, you weren't in control of that business?
After, yeah. Okay. Certain things happen. So it's about a nine to 10 year period of getting kind of beat up and chipped away at. And I wore my heart on my sleeve. You know, I just wanted to have fun and do something I enjoyed. And I was happy to share the pie. I just didn't understand what I was agreeing to because I was so grateful to have a partner.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, when my business was in its 22nd year, the board of directors agreed and sold it off. And it was sold for, you know, pennies on the dollar. And my company was gone.
Oh.
It was like 22 years of blood, sweat, and tears was just gone. I mean, I grieved it like I lost one of my boys. I mean, I didn't even know how I could live, you know? I thought this was the first time this has ever happened. I mean, it just was devastating. I was broken. But it was during that time that I started to understand that dipping strawberries in chocolate is not who I am. It's what I do. And that disappointments in our life are unavoidable, but discouragement is a choice. And God cares much more about my character than my comfort. And we learn the most during the difficult times in our life. Our character's built. We learn the most, not when we're footloose and fancy free and don't have a care in the world. So I have to trust God with the story of my life. And I have enough, you know, after the company was sold, I got a book deal. This is my book, Buried in Chocolate.
Yes.
I never agreed to a non-compete. It was like, no way. I mean, I've been dipping strawberries long before there was a Sherry's Berries. And today, it continues to complement the other things that I do. I'm a funky innovator. My strawberries were just the first thing. My book is even dipped in chocolate. Check this out.
Oh, that is very cool.
It's the first book in the world with
Sherry
Kelly.
Sherry is one of those guests. And for anybody out there listening who might be a future guest, Sherry brought some really nice gifts. She brought chocolates. She's brought a book. She brought some grapes here that are covered in chocolate. The perfect timing for Mother's Day, by the way. So when guests come on the show and bring these gifts, you know, it really warms me too as a radio show guy. So I really appreciate this. So
I get invited to a lot of parties too. Yeah, but
you're probably the life of like every party, huh?
I know. It's like she's here with the chocolate. Oh. Yep. So
that's cool. Okay, so you have this falling out, you exit. Sherry's Berries goes on though to continue to grow and become Sherry's Berries, and you took a different route. What happened?
I did. Well, I started thinking about, well, I've got to take my own advice. What else am I going to do now? I got to do something that I enjoy. That's how I got here in the first place. And so I'd always been a public speaker as a way to market my strawberries at the universities, at Rotary groups, and so forth. But I started taking my speaking more serious when Pelican published my book. It was in every Barnes & Noble overnight nationwide. Put me on a speaking tour. And so I did some research, and I was accepted into the National Speaking Association's Academy in San Francisco. And in 11 months, my public speaking was catapulted to a professional level.
Wow.
Today, I'm an accredited member of the National Speaking Association, and that's my main objective. I'm a speaker. I travel internationally and encourage audiences by the thousands to follow their dreams,
yes,
never give up, have their priorities in the right order, because life is short. And you don't want it to fly by. So I'm very entertaining. My entire audience has served berries right before I go on. I got this 2-minute rockin' video that I produced, and very interactive with the audience. A lot of humor. Then I have them come crashing down with me. A lot of tears. It's like an emotional roller coaster, and everybody is my audience. Leave them on a high note with all the things that I'm doing today and the purpose, the brokenness from my, you know, how it has become turned into a beauty. You know, I had a girl email me one night a few years ago. She had told me, in the subject line was, "You saved my life." I was getting ready to go to bed, and I didn't know if it was a joke or spam or what. So I opened it up and read it. And this young girl in North Carolina, her nickname is Neat. She told me this story about how my book saved her life, that somebody wanted to inspire her and encourage her to market her mind and not her body. And as a little girl, Neat loved watching her aunt bake. She said, my book was her business school as she left human trafficking and started a cupcake bakery. And today, Neat is helping other girls escape human trafficking. She gives them a copy of my book, helps them open their own cupcake bakery. Now, if my little Berry story and my brokenness can do that, it's all worth it.
Wow.
And I'm a really good speaker. I rock.
So what's the key to it? So when
I enjoy it.
Yeah. So, you know, as a radio guy and, you know, I have social media and stuff, I'm doing a little bit of speaking. So, you know, you think about entrepreneurship and people, in order to be successful in entrepreneurship or be successful in public speaking, you've got to be a little bit different. And so I always think that it takes like a certain kind of mindset to sort of risk, put yourself out there like that, be vulnerable, not run with the herd. I mean, where do you think that that comes from? You have this desire to sort of stand out and be different.
I know.
Where is that from?
And tell about my big mistakes, you know? But because of my mistakes, my story is more interesting and I'm more approachable. If I just stood up there on stage and went, oh, it's so easy, no one could relate to me. And in the NSA and in the academy, I came to learn by going to all these conferences for speakers, it's like a circus. Everybody has their little thing, their gig, their talent. Mm-hmm. And speakers aren't speakers about being speakers. Speakers are speakers about what they really do. And that's, you know, important. And I know a lot of people think about speaking, like, what's your biggest fear? Most people fear public speaking over death. So, like, they'd rather be in the casket than given the eulogy, right? Mm-hmm. They say. So it's a tough nut to crack. I used to get really nervous when I was in LA. I was in a little networking group, 12 women. We had breakfast every Wednesday, and every quarter it was my turn to stand up for 10 minutes, and my whole week was ruined, and I was going to throw up. I mean, it was bad, but like anything else, an instrument or anything else, the more you do, the more you get used to it. And I don't care if there's a thousand. I just spoke at St. Louis University, 1,000 entrepreneurial students. I had 2,000 eyeballs. I have everybody's attention, and I'm very raw. I'm not up there at a podium or stand up. I opened up for Kathy Ireland at an event, and I got a standing ovation. She just stood there and read her little thing off the, you know, the teleprompter. And so, I everybody feels like I'm talking to them. Yeah. Everybody can relate to my story, whether it's students, retired people. You know, Sun City brings me in. I've got my chocolate and wine. We serve the chocolate and wine,
too. Why do you think that most of society sort of runs in a certain lane, sort of running with the pack, and there's others of you that decide to stand out? You've stood out since the time you were in mortgages. You have this sort of built-in thing where, you know, you want to come in and make some kind of impact, where a lot of other people aren't built that way.
Well, we all are built, made differently. We're all like different parts of your body. We're all differently for different purposes. We all have different gifts. Mine is a gift of exhortation. I like to tell everybody how to do it the best way and, you know, make everybody comfortable. I've got this gift of hospitality and I love putting on events. It's just what I enjoy. I mean, everybody's different. Because we're all different.
There's so many people out there. I mean, part of our listenership desires to be the next Sherry Fitzpatrick.
It's a mouthful, huh?
Say that three times fast. I can say it. But, I mean, there are people that want to build something special.
Okay.
And, I mean, advice to those people.
Yeah, well, it's in my book, too.
Okay.
Buy the
book. First thing is buy the book.
Do your homework.
And
just
buy Mom a Mother's Day gift.
Yeah, tell her how grateful you are.
Instead
of my
new
girl.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but you just have to start. A lot of people don't start. They keep it in their head, their ideas, or their dreams, because they're afraid to start. They don't know how to start. This day and age, people don't start because they think their idea is going to get stolen. That's like the worst thing ever. If it's a good idea, rock on it.
Well, you know?
You
can relate to that, huh?
Yes, just do it. Look at all the burger places. There's room for you, too. So just start. And a lot of people don't think that they can do it. Just try. Just do it. Like hockey great Wayne Gretzky. You're going to miss 100% of shots you don't take, man.
Yeah.
So just try.
Yeah. So thinking about your journey, right? You're still cranking, right? You're still, this is, you're 30 years in, you're on.
And I did start when I was 10. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, exactly. You've been mortgages at 10 years old. You were advanced. And so thinking about that though, so you're continuing to battle, you're continuing to grow. What drives you today? Obviously, there are people that are inspired by your speaking, mm-hmm. but you're building a business as well. Why get back in the game? Is this, is there a vendetta? Obviously you see, I sense a tiny bit of pissed offedness.
No, hey, I believe in forgiveness because you got to forgive to heal and move on. You know, it's like an old boyfriend. I'm over it.
Okay.
I let it go because, you know, it does count, go around. What goes around, come around. I got a lot of, you know, juicy stuff I could probably share with you, but I don't want to have any sour grapes on your show today. But I think the first 50 years of my life, I was so driven, you know, build up, build up, build up. What can I save up and build up? And now, and I'm so inspired by seeing what you have going on downstairs. Oh my gosh, you're a man after my own heart. My new passion is giving back. Now this next 50 years, I want to give back. And I have a strong relationship with Puerto Vallarta. I lived there at one time in my life, selling timeshares on the beach, figuring out what I want to do with my life for a few months. And I love the Spanish culture. And a year or so ago, I heard that there was kids there in Puerto Vallarta actually live at the dump. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't stand it. So I went on a discovery trip and I hit the ground running. I got hooked up with all this amazing people that have been doing this for 60 years. And so my new ministry is called Boys and Berries.
Oh.
Boys and Berries, Boys and Berries. The logo is just being done and their little faces are in the seeds. And I have a beautiful property, 5 acres, and a beautiful estate up in the Fairplay wine region where we have our wine. We have our own wine label, Sherry's wow. Grand Reserve, and it's dipped in chocolate, too. You can wake up the Cabernet Hangover at the same time.
Uh-huh.
But anyways,
wine and chocolates, they go, paired together.
Yes. Anyways, this is my kids. I'm just going to show
nice.
You that it's going to support.
Show me a picture of her project here.
Yeah, this
the
is
giving
so
back.
New, and I knew you were going to ask, so I printed up some stuff. So I'm turning my 5-acre estate into a bed and breakfast, and
wow.
it's called Bed and Berries. And when you stay at
where's
this,
the estate?
In Somerset, in the Fairplay wine region,
okay.
where my 100% estate is from. So we're starting this B&B. It's amazing. First class accommodations, and you have my wine and my chocolate. And when you stay at my B&B, it supports my other B&B, my Boys and Berries, my kids. That's my new passion, and I love it.
Well, you touched on what we have going on downstairs, and we founded, my wife and I and some small business buddies, we founded something called Allegiant Giving, and our focus is today's heroes and tomorrow's leaders, and it's all around our hometown of Sacramento. And one of the things, what inspired us, my son was wounded in Afghanistan, and we've got this whole set of reasons why we are doing what we do. And at the end of every show, we have our little mantra, our little toast out to the entrepreneurs that are fighting the good fight. And we use the term, his toast, and we say always by your side, right? So always by your side is another one of the Markisms on this show. And I think to you, someone who's gone through what you've gone through, right? You've been battling. Who stood by your side? Who's always been by your side as you fight this, you fought the battle in entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
You've had all these challenges and you're still fighting today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say, Jesus, my faith. My faith is everything to me. I don't know how I would get by. I became a Christian when my kids were young. And I have faith and trust. And I have an amazing husband. And he's a real quiet guy. And he tells it like it is. But he's my rock. And he's so opposite to me. He's never worried a day in his life. And I'm surrounded by an amazing circle of girlfriends that, you know, are everything to me. And I guess my faith is number one.
Just a final question. What would you say, as we think about the people out there that really would love to be like you, be your best friend, be like you, would love to build a business? I mean, just closing thoughts to those people out there that are, you know, maybe the next neat entrepreneur is
mm-hmm.
listening today. What closing thoughts?
Well, just really analyze what you love to do. And like a year and a half ago, I canceled TV. We have no TV. it was a big adjustment. It was a time waster. Life is short, man. You got to be doing what you love. So if you're in a job that you don't like, there's something about your life that you don't like, I mean, stop and reflect and think about, I mean, one decision today that you make can change all the rest of your life, and just be driven to make sure that you're spending every minute of the day. I mean, it's like, what are you selling yourself for? You know, yeah. Are you selling yourself for what? You know, what's your goal? What's your definition of success? Is it money, prestige, a new car? Or is it all the things in life that are most important that you can't see? Peace, joy, love, hope, all of those things.
Sherry Fitzpatrick, the founder of Buried in Chocolate, sharing her story right before Mother's Day. This is the perfect time to jump on, go online and see if you can do something to make your mom feel good this Mother's Day. Thanks for sharing your story,
Thank
Sherry.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
You bet.